Now then, there was a few people's jaws on the ground when a draft priority skills list for migrants coming into the country was released. It's been put together by Jobs and Skills Australia, which was set up by the Albanese government to look at the notion of who we need in a priority way to get into this country, as we try and also sort of keep a lid to a degree on migration numbers given the issues around housing and so on in Australia. So there were a few jaws on the ground when the need for yoga instructors and other wellness providers and martial artists and dog handlers, for example, were put higher than some of those sort of construction skills jobs that we seem to know we need here. So the question is there actually a big shortage of yoga instructors, for example, that would warrant this decision or this draft coming out from the organisation responsible for getting the right people into the country? Well, let's go to Josh Pryor. He's the Chief Executive of Yoga Australia. G'day, Josh.
G'day. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Mate, in some way, you'd be absolutely chuffed that a group of experts sitting around deciding what Australia needs would suggest that more yoga would be beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, we're really glad that yoga is in the focus, is taking focus again from a government point of view, whether it be state or federal, that everyone can benefit from yoga, and especially in an aged care context or even post-COVID with the mental health issues that we're seeing in society, the more the merrier.
But were you surprised that perhaps, yoga instructors were put higher than some of the construction skills jobs that we have to fill right now?
Look, I don't really know how to assess, priorities there. You know, construction's not really my bag. I'm much more interested in doing handstands and headstands.
I got to get the downward dog joke in there now, don't I? But what about, are you feeling in your industry that there's an undersupply at the moment of good yoga instructors for Australia, or do you think you're about right, or are you oversupplied?
Well, that's the key word that you use there, good yoga instructors. So the level of training getting out there is fairly varied. Yoga Australia is very passionate, has been for 25 years, about setting a good curriculum and a lifelong career pathway for yoga teachers to upskill and to develop themselves, especially when it comes to latest research, evidence-based approaches to medicine and science. We're taking a system that's thousands of years old, and we need to apply it with respect to where it came from, but also with acknowledgement of modern technology and advances.
Does that mean you're quite satisfied with the systems that are in place here in Australia in order for those people to get to that advancement and to those stages that to offer a quality yoga instruction? Or would you like to see more people coming in and learning, or more experts coming in?
We definitely want to see more yoga teachers doing a specialty upgrade pathway in conjunction with experts that exist in this country and also outside the country. Yeah,
right. But you would say that at the moment, if I was about to start yoga for the first time, I wouldn't have any issue with finding a place to learn?
Look, you'll find a place to learn, no problem. Regional areas, maybe not so much. It comes down to what your needs are. If you're focusing on preventative health, the yoga has something to offer. If you've got some chronic disease or some chair yoga is very, very popular right now, and it's not being taught enough, really. There's so much benefit that people in aged care facilities can get from that kind of approach.
Yep.
It's really, yoga became popular several decades ago and this, taken the world by storm. Some of those groups in society can be seen as underserved, specialty group.
Because you talk about sort of advancement and what someone can go on to achieve. I mean, is there a level of a qualification, like if I compare it to a martial art, if I say, you go through the various dans and belts of karate, is there something in relation to yoga that can take you to those sort of higher fields of expertise?
Yeah, there is. And it's when you're talking about the Indian system, it's quite varied. But in Australia, we're quite fortunate. We have, through Yoga Australia, an established pathway of levels. It's like your belts, I guess, in karate or martial arts.
Right.
And you know, each of those steps, you know, has a time frame, has a set of skills, including modern skills like trauma informed delivery and mental health awareness and cultural awareness. But there's thresholds that you must cross, and you can be sure that a teacher who puts themselves under that scrutiny is worthy of your time.
All right. And do you have any concerns as to whether or not there are people that are setting up a clinic, calling themselves a yoga instructor, but don't quite meet that? Or do you guys police that yourself?
We do our best to police it. I think I wouldn't say I have any big concerns. Insurance,
yep.
The need for public liability insurance is a big driver in keeping people above board, to be honest. We've got a good relationship with a couple of insurance companies, and it's a little bit funny that angle is such a driver of standards.
All right, now I'm going to let you give it a great plug here. What if I said to you to sort of sum up the benefits of yoga? If I said to you, "Gunnar, give me those top three achievements that you can have if you put yourself into a yoga instructor's hands for whatever reason," what are those main benefits that you get out of it?
Oh, thank you. I'd love to talk about yoga.
Go for it.
Look, it's longevity and enthusiasm. If I pick two things, longevity and enthusiasm. So the idea is you want to be 90 years old and you want to be happy to be alive at 90 years old. You want to be in your backyard, and you even want the resilience to be able to trip over the hose in the backyard and land on your hands just like a downward dog, and not have your children call the aged care facility to come pick you up. So then it's about enthusiasm. It's about a zeal for life. It's about being able to take deep breaths without any pain occurring. It's about a quality life. And that's the slogan of Yoga Australia. It has been for a long time. It's quality yoga for all Australians, not just the people who you might think are stereotypically into yoga.
Yep. No, I get that. And obviously it stood the test of time, so there must be a lot to it. I should get off and practice my lotus position because I'd struggle with that at the moment, but that's another story. Hey, look, great chatting to you, Josh, and I'm glad that you were high in the consideration for skills that are required here in Australia.
Yeah, it's good to see. Thank you, mate.
You. Josh Pryor. Of course, there were some people saying, hang on about, we need bricklayers more. But each to their own. Yoga, is that something you're into? What are the benefits of it? I haven't done it. I know I should probably get subtle. I've struggled to touch my toes as much as I could once upon a time. So maybe I need to get subtle and be in that position where if I do trip and fall over a hose, I can just put down my hands and save myself. Good on you, Josh, for that. 133 882. We're going to be talking to the Emergency Services Minister. He's just...